Let me say good afternoon to you on the phone line.
Good afternoon. Good evening, brother. How are you?
Are we talking to Mr. Kennedy?
Speaking, yeah.
Mr. Kennedy, you are the president of the Calypso Association in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, am I right?
Yeah, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Calypso Association. That's correct.
All right. And we, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, are in the midst of, well, we'll say in the midst of carnival season.
Yeah.
And just over the weekend, I think it was Friday night, there was the Calypso semifinals. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, this year we actually decided to move this show from the main area where we're custom having it in Carnival City in Kingstown, and they went out to the Lakwa area. There's a boxing plant out there that's not in use and so on. Because all it was okay to go there, you know, and Friday night we were out there with the national Calypso semifinals, what we term as Fantastic Friday. It was the first time, I think, in my memory that a semifinal show was moved into the countryside. I remember, if I remember correctly, that there were shows at the Geeshead years ago, but the acoustics there wasn't sufficient to host shows and competitions, and so they actually reverted back to Victoria Park. But this year, for the first time in probably ever, we decided to take the semi-final show out of Kingstown into the rural areas. This time it was Lakwa, as I said before.
Yes. And how did that show go down? We know they take it to a boxing plant out in Lakwa, and as you're saying from your memory, it's the first that we have gone outside of Kingstown per se with the semi-finals. How was it received, and how was the acoustic and all that kind of stuff?
First of all, the original plan was, you see, there's a shed, and there are two outside areas on each side of the shed. At first, the probability was to put everything under the shed, the stage, you know, the music and so on, you know, the people in the two wings outside. But when the technicians went there, they found that the acoustics wasn't proper under the shed, so they moved the stage to an outside area, and they used the shed as a seating area with the other side bar, food, and, you know,
yes,
other patrons around in that area. There were mixed feelings. As far as I know, there were some who felt that it wasn't proper to take the show out of Kingstown, and for different reasons or whatever reason, you know, some people actually told me some diehard fans didn't really take it down too well, and actually some of them said they weren't sure. But on the other hand, there were people in the area who in the main area and the southern areas of Mamikwa area that who didn't really come to town anyway, so they actually came to the show. So, you know, there was a kind of balance out, but it wasn't the so-called bumper show that we would expect in the Victoria Park. But nevertheless, I haven't had the figures as yet as to the attendance, but I think it was not bumper crowd, but I think it was reasonably well attended. And the Calypsonians, they did their best as usual. The song wasn't, you know, bad as we had anticipated under the shed. It was a bit outside, so. And the Calypsonians did well. They gave good performances as usual and did the best to impress the people and the judges.
So from the semifinals, we go down to getting the finals, people for the finals ready. How much are we getting out? Who made it to the finals? Any idea?
Well, usually there are 10, and we will be coming up against the present monarch, Joyce.
Yes.
If you just hold on a second, let me go to some documents. I should be able to find some. Yes, we have going up against Joyce on the match one night would be the Rejector. He took the Dynamite into New York. Tajo, he's from the graduates, Abidja from Ontour, Lady Diamond, she's a new lady coming to the art form, the 10th season. She has made the finals for the first time. She's out of the Bikini tent. There's Queen B, who was around doing a little vocals previously over the years before she went to, and now she's back and into the Kaiso Arena, and she is on stage in the finals for her first time. Then we have the veteran like Suli, another veteran like Abidja. We have Suli, he's there also. Scorpion, who did practically everything. He's into Raga Soka, Soka, Kaiso. I think that the second time he has made it to the finals, young guy. And we have Hero, out of the grad. Actually, Scorpion is out of the upstage Calypso tent, and Sully is out of graduates. Hero is another graduate from the graduates tent. He is also a pan man. He was out of the state for a reasonable time. He's back, and he's in the finals. Then we have Lord Have Mercy, Michael Oliver, from some time. He's back on a couple of years, and he's into the Calypso arena once more. I think he's a former monarch.
Yes.
Like Sully and Abidja. So he's back. Then we have Mystery from the Morocco area, who was out of the limelight for quite some time. And he's back, and he has bounced right into the finals. So I think that's the 10 we have there.
So we are looking at some names that are missing, like the vibrating skates and
a couple of them. Yeah, a couple of guys are missing skates.
Black Patches. Messenger and Patches.
Messenger. Yeah. Quite a few veterans are missing out this show.
A couple of the veterans are not making it, and the youngsters are making it. Where's the quality of Calypso coming out of St. Vincent 2020 this time around, 2011?
The quality is high. In at first, like a month ago, things were kind of looking slow. But, you know, the space about a couple of weeks, there's been an explosion of the art form in all its forms, in Kaiso, in Raga, in Soka, you know, a whole, and everybody is excited, you know, everybody's singing something and, you know, shaking something, and you know the whole atmosphere has tuned right up into a high level of energy. You know, so
A lot of
music is everywhere.
Some of the concern is the quality. Some of the calypso they're saying is on the smutty side. Do you find that as a president of the art form? You find that as any?
Well, smut hasn't true, you know. Smart hasn't truly been defined, and I'm not making excuse for anything. Well, what we do is that when we hear concerns about the level of maybe smart or whatever vulgarity in the art form, we actually, well, there's some radio stations who would not play certain songs, and you know, we can't actually tell certain radio stations what to play, but some radio stations are reasonable people, and they won't play certain songs. We also ensure from a Kaiso Association stand up and a city that, and the CDC that these kind of calypsos who are deemed smutty would not be played by any DJ in a junior show, whether junior Kaiso or junior Soka or junior Mass. Once it's a junior Pan, once it's a junior show, these songs would not be played in a junior show.
Okay.
Nor would they be played on the road for kiddies, for children carnival and so. So, whatever is Tom Smutty, we are doing everything to keep them away from,
from
the youngsters.
Do you have any such song under that radar?
Well, like I said, right? The extent to some people, because, for instance, I have been told that there's a certain calypso that actually the term is smutty, but within the smut, or what is that smut, it has been said that it could be termed a manual on computers, right? So
yes.
Sometimes you have what you might call the exposed smut, so to speak. and then you would have certain things that are, you know, have hidden meaning that, you know, a guy could say, look, this ain't smart, you know what I mean? It's smart maybe in your mind. But nevertheless, we take seriously people's opinions and so, but like I said, the artist is the artist. He produces, he goes to the range, he composes a song, he goes to the studio and he gets out his music, it's played. And from our point and so, once it's not defamatory or anything like that, there's no area where it cannot be played unless the radio station don't want to play it, or unless whoever don't want to play it. But we make sure that whatever is Thomas Smutty is kept away from all junior shows, whether it's Calypso, Mass, or Pan. So that's to the extent that we will go to make sure that Smutty stays where it's supposed to stay and not be exposed.
All right. I know time is against me. I'm playing along the lines of time. But we have the Calypso Finals taking place on Sunday. The date is Sunday, what? Sunday the...
Saturday, Sunday the... Sunday the... this is Sunday.
Also, Raga Soka is coming.
July the 3rd.
July 3rd. That Sunday, July the 3rd is the Mardi Gras. At yes. Victoria Park this time. We're not moving it out of town. We're keeping it at Victoria Park. And
no, when shows like that go to the big yard, right?
Yes.
You know, it's big yard because you see the semis are semis, right? But all final show head for the big yard. We also, this evening, would be doing the audition for the entrance. It's from the Soca Monarch.
Yes.
So by, let's say by tomorrow, sometimes the names of the finalists for the Soca Monarch should be out because we're going to be doing the auditions tonight at the Victoria Park.
And also you will be doing
Raga
the
Soca on Friday, huh?
Raga Soca this Friday night.
Yeah.
So do we know the finalists in the Raga Soca?
I, to tell you the truth, but
you don't have them next to your fingers.
No.
But Raga Soca is happening this Friday night and the people who are down in St. Vincent have a treat at the hand. The icon, one of the men who always come good with Raga Soca, is in the Calypso Finals, but he have not leave out Raga Soca. A couple out of North America is heading home. I don't know if he make it into the Raga. The man from New York City who's been doing Grandpa Coco, he's been down. Cuyaba is the name. He should be doing some stuff. I don't know if he's in the Raga Soca. But Vinci Mass, the hottest carnival in the Caribbean, is taking
definitely,
place
definitely.
In SVG.
And from over the last couple of years, I must say, the Raga Soca has been coming up big.
Yes.
Because, for instance, last year we had about 20-some entries for the Raga Soca.
Yes.
Right? And this year we had 52 entries for the Raga Soca. So
wow.
Raga Soca is always is also picking up big, and, you know, we look at it coming just as enormous as Power Soca.
And the Soca Monarch competition is one of the biggest competition across St. Vincent for Carnival. The Soca Monarch.
The biggest by far. Biggest.
And it's really one of the top, and I'm telling you, you got to be at Victoria Park because we could talk about it as much as we like. But until you experience it, you will not know what it's like.
Live and in person.
Yes, you have to be in Victoria Park. And two of the big names that are coming up again, they've been jockeying first and second for quite a while, is Kenny Fabulous alongside the man, Fireman Hooper. Who's going to take the crown? Could be any one of those brothers anytime around. Do we see this year?
Would you be coming down? So,
I can't make it down this year, man. I'm saving this year, but I'm telling you, I've been missing a lot. I've been missing a lot, but I like
encourage the other guys to come down, man.
Well, we've been encouraging them to come down all the time, and
yeah.
Some say they're waiting for the airport. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But let me say to you, Mr. Kennedy, thank you very much. We'll be following the Carnival season 2011, and for those of you who can make it down for 2011, remember, start making plans for 2012. It's the end of June, July. So get ready to go down, and I hope they bring back the Soca, the Calypso Finals back to the city. It's difficult for people
in
from
the city, you know. The Calypso Finals.
Not the Calypso Finals. My mistake. The semifinals. I hope they bring it back to the city, because it's easier transportation wise for everybody, and for those people who can't make it back to the home at the end of the night. The city is a better place to hang out more than into the valley. It's easier to hang out in the city. There are more action in the city and more places for them to spend their time. And I'm saying a lot of people do not make it back home after the park that night for whatever reason. And it's safer to be in the city than it will be outside of the city. And there's a lot more businesses that could capitalize on the business in the city than I think will do it out in the valley for just one night. It's easier to do it in the city. Mr. Kennedy, thank you very much, sir.
Anytime, brother.
And
anytime.
All the best. Enjoy the mass.
Yeah, man.
Have a jump for me.
Yeah, man.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Yes, and we have just been speaking with Hassan Kennedy. He is the president of the Calypso Association in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. A man for the hour.